You're listening to Next Stop CPA, the official podcast for the CPA exam, brought to you by the AICPA.
Welcome to another episode of Next Stop CPA. Today, we'll be learning about This Way to CPA, which is geared for college students and recent grads interested in pursuing the CPA, and Beta Alpha Psi, the International Honor Organization for Financial Information Students and Professionals, two great resources for prospective and current exam candidates. We're joined by Samantha Mitchell, Lead Manager of Academic and Student Recruitment, who helps oversee content for This Way to CPA and supports Beta Alpha Psi as a professional partner. We're also joined by Evan Wolf, Manager of Academic and Student Engagement, who helps oversee This Way to CPA, and Lauren Peck, Manager of Beta Alpha Psi Marketing. Samantha, Evan, Lauren, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So let's get right to it. Can you guys tell me a little bit about This Way to CPA and why it should be on the radar of our CPA exam candidates?
Yeah, so there's a lot of great content that we have out on This Way to CPA. Some of the top resources that you're going to find will be your state licensure information. It really helps you to navigate like what you need in order to sit for the exam and ultimately get your license. We have a lot of information about the exam itself. So if you're looking for inspiration and kind of tips on how to successfully study and pass, we have information for you out there. And if you want to hear about your different career options once you become a CPA, we have a great tool called Plan Your Career. It lets you kind of do a question and answer type quiz to figure out what your ultimate dream job as a CPA will be.
Great. I mean, that all sounds like a really good starting point. What about review courses? We get a lot of questions, and while we don't promote or endorse any, we certainly get questions from candidates about, you know, which one should I go to, or how do I find the right one for me? Do you guys have resources on the This Way to CPA site for that?
We do. We have a feature built out where you can go and provide a review of the review course provider that you used, so you can leave your feedback for perspective for new prospective candidates, so they can help to determine what course provider they should be using when they're studying.
So you're actually hearing from those who've experienced the review course, not just sort of going online and reading a review. Maybe it was someone who paid for that review and you're not reading the most authentic one. So yeah, definitely check that out if you are in the market for a review course. You had also mentioned the state jurisdiction, the requirements, and, you know, obviously every single state has different requirements, which is important to remember. So along with checking with your state board that you decide to go with, you know, we're also a resource to review while you're on the site.
Yeah, for sure.
Moving along, Lauren, can you tell us a little bit about Beta Alpha Psi?
So we are a premier collegiate honor organization founded 100 years ago with over 330 chapters in the United States, Australia, and New Zealand with over 300,000 alumni. So we offer competitions and awards for our students and members, benefits that we offer as well as our professional partners, and resources for learning professional development and soft essential skills at our regional and annual meetings.
Got it. And is Beta Alpha Psi something you can join if you're an undergraduate or graduate student?
Yes. So as long as you are an accounting, finance, or information system major with at least a 3.0 GPA, as long as your school has a chapter, you can absolutely join.
Great.
They can get that information on our website. We have eligibility lists as well as how to join, and you can look at our active chapter list, which lists every school and how to contact the faculty advisor.
And so, for someone who's considering or has made the decision already to pursue the CPA, why is Beta Alpha Psi sort of a good step for them to take?
So a common misconception about Beta Alpha Psi is that we are a one-stop shop. It's a way to get a job. We're so much more than that. We offer opportunities for networking with other students across the United States, and as I mentioned, Australia and New Zealand. We offer wonderful opportunities to network with our professional partners. And at our regional and annual meetings, you really learn the essential skills that you need in the workforce. So it's a great opportunity to learn more than just what you're learning in a classroom.
And you mentioned that they can learn from professional partners. Is there some kind of mentoring program involved as well?
Yes, you are able to contact our professional partners if you have questions. They attend the regional and annual meetings. They host a lot of the sessions and they judge one of our competitions. And they are available for questions if students have them. We're very lucky with that.
Got it. And so for our listeners out there, if they want to know if their college or university has a chapter on campus, where would they start?
Well, you could start by visiting our homepage at BAP, which is BAP.org. And from there, you can view our active chapters page and you can search either by the university or by state or region if you're not sure. And you can see if you're listed. And if you have any questions, if your school has one and you don't see it, you can email us at BAP@BAP.org.
And if their school is part of this network and they decide, okay, I'm interested in joining BAP, where would they go to next?
They would reach out to the faculty advisor or the chapter officers for more information on how to join.
And so besides having to be a major in, you said it was accounting, finance, or information systems, are there any other eligibility requirements?
Well, you have to have at least a 3.0 GPA or rank within the top 35% of your class and have completed at least 1.5 years of your collegiate courses. So you have to have taken at least one or two classes in your major.
Got it. And you said it has a pretty
active... Every chapter may have different eligibility requirements regarding the GPA, so definitely reaching out to the faculty advisor would help.
Sure, makes sense. So for anyone out there who is an undergrad or graduate student right now and you feel you meet this criteria, it's definitely worth checking out. Is there a pretty active alumni network as well?
Yes, and we're always trying to engage our alumni more. They attend our regional and annual meetings as well, and it's a very close network, so we're really trying to amp up to keep the connection strong among our alumni.
Awesome. And for day-to-day updates from Beta Alpha Psi, and this goes for This Way to CPA also, where can our listeners turn to get information from you guys, whether it be social media or email or your websites?
So, like I mentioned, you can visit our website at bap.org. which has a lot of our information. We're also active on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. And if you have any questions that you don't see on the website or on social media, you can absolutely email us at bap@bap.org.
For This Way to CPA, we encourage students to register on the website, thiswaytocpa.com. That'll ensure that you get important updates from us at This Way to CPA, and you'll also be able to register for our monthly newsletter, The Need to Know News. In that newsletter, we curate content specifically for prospective CPAs and students. We also encourage all registrants that are currently students to register as AICPA student affiliate members, which gets them free membership to the AICPA. It gives them access and eligibility to apply for exclusive scholarships. They have access to industry news and publications such as the AICPA News Update and CPA Letter Daily via email. They'll also get an online version of the Journal of Accountancy. Other benefits that they get are exclusive discounts to our partners, discounts to AICPA hosted conferences, and they also get deals that in some cases are better than the deals that normal regular AICPA members get.
So you mentioned that student membership is free, but a lot of the benefits you're listing, those are offered to our regular members who are CPAs, and obviously they pay for membership. So it's definitely worth looking into student membership and eventually moving on to candidate membership, you know, depending on where you're at in the process.
That's correct. If you're no longer in school, we recommend that you consider joining the AICPA as either a candidate member or as a professional member. And those options can be found at AICPA.org/membership.
Great. So, I mean, This Way to CPA, Beta Alpha Psi, two great resources to look into and to rely on as part of your larger exam strategy. Evan, Lauren, Samantha, anything you guys want to add before we wrap up?
Definitely, I would suggest people follow us on social media. We're on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at This Way to CPA. That's where you'll get the easiest and most digestible content from This Way to CPA.
Great. Lauren, Samantha, anything to add?
Sure. I really can't stress enough that we really do offer great resources for members and candidates through our professional partners and through Essential Soft Skills and our professional sessions that we have at our regional and annual meetings. We promote content that our professional partners send to us that is exclusive to our members, and they also have benefits for our members that's listed on our website. And like I mentioned previously, we are very active on social media, and you can get our information that way or through email.
Great. Well, thank you so much, guys. Really appreciate your time today. And to all our listeners out there, stay tuned for our next episode. Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening to Next Stop CPA. Got an idea for an upcoming episode topic, or just want to let us know what you think of the podcast? Share your thoughts with us at nextstopcpa@aicpa-cima.com. And don't forget to visit aicpa.org/CPA exam for the latest exam info.
This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the AICPA or AICPA.org. It is provided with the understanding that the AICPA and AICPA.org are not engaged in offering legal, accounting, or other professional service. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The AICPA and AICPA.org make no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to, and assume no responsibility for, the content or application of the material contained herein, and especially disclaim all liability for any damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.